The Olympic edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona.
What makes this an Olympic edition?
You'll find out.
Are we going to have a nailing competition?
It's just one more bunny trail I get to go on. Several times today, we're going to make special mention. Hey, I'll start the show by this. America has won the first gold medal.
Yes.
If you're just waking up and you may not have heard the news already, America has won the first gold medal. Now, what does that mean to us in Arizona? It is the snowboarding competition that we won the gold medal in. And the snowboarding Olympic coach used to be an instructor at the Arizona Snow Bowl. Now, how about that?
Impressive. That's pretty cool.
How about that? Hey, y'all, you tuned into Rosie on the House. You didn't tune into a sports network. It's Rosie on the House. But how can you not touch sports on the Olympics, huh?
We're going to have a gold medal
sprinkler
digging contest right after this.
Yes, we are.
I got three picks in the back, and we're going to do 100
now,
yards.
Now I'm in my comfort zone.
There you go. The narrow little trench shovel. Hey, it's Rosie on the House. We're a call-in talk show. For the next hour, we're going to be out in the garden. And if you've got anything you'd like to try and tackle around your garden, your hardscape, your landscape, whether it has to do with watering schedules, fertilizing, trimming, edging, planting, we have the expert here in Mr. Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping, located in Scottsdale, Arizona, servicing the greater Metro Phoenix area. Bill, appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. Thanks.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Love to be here.
Well, we love having you here. Bill and I go way, way back. You call the show on a toll-free number regardless where you're listening to us. We broadcast on 6 radio stations across the state of Arizona. Do not call the station. Call the one toll-free number. My wife picks up the bill. 1-888-767-4348. My daughter Julia will pick up the call, get your name, your location that you're calling from, and your question. Mike, our board engineer, will make sure all the right buttons are pushed so we can hear you and you can hear us, and we can broadcast through every household in Arizona. Romy, my son here's co-host, make sure I don't push any of the wrong buttons. And you can participate in what has become, in the last 25 years, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. It's Rosie on the House. Operators are standing by now. Give us a ring. Let's get into our landscaping tip of the week, again with Mr. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Where are we going to take our listeners today, Bill?
Rosie, this weather in the valley has been so wonderful recently, these wonderful sunny days and just crisp nights, but you were even commenting on how your lawn, you don't have a winter lawn, and yet your lawn is turning green because of all these nice warm days.
My TIF lawn is in.
Right. So you've gone through the transition, and we're a little early to do ryegrass transition yet. That's going to come up, but it's time to start planning for planting. I mean, spring's right around the corner, and I mean, the earlier we get these plants in the ground, get them established, get their root systems growing, the much hardier they're going to be when we get into these brutal temperatures when June comes. So, you know, it's time to start thinking about planting and really get some plants in the ground, get that tree in the ground, let it get growing, come up with a planting idea.
And ideas can be hard to come up with. I mean, they're usually at a time where you don't write them down, or it's a passing thought or moment. Where are some places you could go to get inspiration on what a good landscape would be? A
couple tips that I tell potential clients, look at your neighbor's yards. You might find some elements in their landscape that you like, and if you're not quite sure, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you just want to try some things yourself, take a picture. Everybody's got a cell phone nowadays with a camera on it. Take a picture of that and take it to your local nurseries. Go see your friends over at Harper's and see if they can help you select that plant and plant it.
That's a great call. There's a house about 10 blocks from my house that, boy, it is the perfect landscaping scheme. It's just gorgeous. Got the right amount of hardscape and Bellegarde retaining walls and indigenous plants. And I mean, it's just gorgeous. But I'll tell you another way you could go is the Desert Botanical Gardens has a concert series going for the next couple months. Get out there for one of the Friday night concerts and go early enough before the sun sets. Take a walk around and see what you like.
Yeah, they've been doing it since 1937.
Oh, man.
That's a great place to go get plant ideas. And obviously, we like to use the native plants, the low water use plants. And that's a great place to find plant material ideas.
And name some of your favorites.
You know, I have a mix because I like some green things that use a little water. Truthfully, if I had to just say what's my favorite plant, I would say roses because long-standing tradition of rosarians in my family. But when it comes to the reality of planting here in the desert, I have really grown fond of the low-water use plant material we can use, cacti, succulents. A lot of folks, you'll say cacti, and they kind of back up a little bit. They're, ooh, I don't know if I like cacti. But if you realize cacti isn't just one thing. I mean, we have succulents, we have yuccas, we have agaves. There are many different varieties of what a lot of people like to lump together as cacti. These plants do well here. They take very little to plant, very little water. Just a lot of really neat plants.
I actually saw one of my neighbors plant a cholla.
Mm-hmm. Now that's not somebody. Let's be definitive. Which cholla?
Somebody, the teddy bear cholla. You know, the ones that are the light color and just a billion bristles on them.
They look great in
your yard.
They're
also known as jumping cactus. If somebody's new to the valley or they've heard or Arizona and they've heard this jumping cactus, I mean, that's they don't jump.
They don't jump. But if you brush against one, you have a new friend.
And there's so many bristles, you can't get it off.
Yeah, use a comb.
And that's what makes it feel jumpy. Right. And their barb has like a little hook back. So when you pull it out, it lets you know.
Yeah, that's an unpleasant event. So, but there's so many other plant material that we can use. It's low water use. It's responsible. Interesting colors, textures, forms. And I could go on, but I digress.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We were talking transitioning of lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ted wants to know about artificial lawns.
Oh.
Ted, welcome to the program.
Hello. I saw a program recently on Channel 3 where they have an investigative reporter go to bat for the person, so to speak. This woman in Phoenix trains dogs in her backyard. They're show dogs, and she has them jumping through hoops and everything. And so she had an artificial lawn installed in her backyard, and it cost her $28,000.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks later, the grass started to disintegrate. It just, it turned out to be very poor quality, and that the dogs would roll on it, and it was all over their fur. And basically what I'm calling is, it turned out, basically, it came from China, and it basically was counterfeit. And they're having a problem. It wasn't really the contractor's fault, because I don't think you can tell just by looking at it. So it's an unresolved case. The company that sold it, they're getting hard to get a hold of them, but I'm just calling because I didn't know if other people may have seen this story. She had an average-sized backyard with block walls, a typical home, and she had the backyard installed. And
when you do artificial turf, what brand do you like, Bill?
You know, we have, this is a tough one because there are several out there. Many of them mimic different types of turf, whether you're looking for something that looks a little bit more like ryegrass, something that looks more like Bermuda grass. We even have some that have some, they actually blend a little defect in every now and then so it looks a little bit more realistic. No dandelions yet, but.
Yeah, that's rosy yard variety right there.
I need some cheese weed in mine.
It's like anything in life. You get what you pay for, and I mean, know your supplier, you know who you're dealing with. Do your homework ahead of time. You know, there's junk out there everywhere, and in anything you can find.
And I can tell you that this woman he was talking about doesn't, or either doesn't know about Rosie on the House or neglected to go to rosieonthehouse.com, because she would have found Easy Turf in the synthetic grass category, and she'd have been happy. It's the artificial grass that's on almost every football field that has artificial grass is the Easy Turf brand. And I mean, right, you know, they're not going to put in anything
that's not going to be
going to deteriorate
right
in a couple weeks.
And a good quality artificial turf lasts for many, many, many years properly installed. So that was obviously a bad situation.
There is an initial cost.
Yes,
but
not
you
cheap.
Never have to water it.
Right.
And it lasts for years.
Right.
And hopefully she used a licensed contractor where she has recourse at the Registrar of Contractors. But I'm sure Mr. Harper at Channel 3 will direct her that way.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Roxy, good morning.
Good morning.
How may we help you?
So we recently moved into a home and are lucky to have a beautiful landscaping around our home and live up against a walking path. on the other side of our back fence, and there's a very large tree, taller than our home. And the roots are growing underneath our fence and into our grass area. And so in the center of our yard, in the center of our grass, there's a very large tree root, and the grass around it is dead. I mean, the grass, I don't think it was overseeded, so it's not bright green right now, but the area around the root is, there is no grass. So I don't know if there's anything that we can do without killing the tree. I don't know about...
What do you think, Bill? Could they add 5 inches of topsoil?
No, you don't want to do that around a tree. You don't want to build the grade up around a tree too much. We've done a little tiny bit of localized grading, but no significant grade changes. If you just need to just barely cover a root with a little bit of soil and then encourage the grass to grow over it, that's a tough one. I think I would want to see a certified arborist take a look at that situation. If the root could be pruned without doing any major damage to the tree, it'd be interesting to know if the tree is actually on her property or if it's just adjacent to her property.
It sounded like it was in the alley behind the back one. So that's the case in alley,
get a hold of the association or whoever governing body is involved there and see if the tree could be removed if it needs to be. The grass is a shallow watered thing, so those roots are shallow. They're not going down like they should.
It's Rosie on the House, and we, in addition to being in the middle of the Olympics, we are also, this is the last broadcast we will have before Valentine's Day. So that means we have, of course, our Golden Roses with our friends from Jewels by G. Daryl Olson. If you haven't seen these are roses dipped in gold, so they are preserved basically forever. We have three of those to give away. Stay tuned and listen. You'll also need to make sure you're a fan on our Facebook page.